This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow, the government today held an all-party meeting to ensure the smooth functioning of both the houses. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Riju said the government is ready to debate any issue with an open heart. He emphasized that it is the responsibility of both the government and the opposition to smoothly run the parliament. Mr. Riju also expressed gratitude to the floor leaders of the parties who provided valuable suggestions. He requested everyone to cooperate for the smooth functioning of the budget session. Union ministers, leaders of Congress, NCP, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party and AIMIM attended the meeting. On the first day of the budget session tomorrow, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey in the Parliament. She will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday. The government is likely to introduce six new bills during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time. The session will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. The centres advise Kerala government to implement immediate public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. A 14-year-old boy from Mallappuram district who was undergoing treatment for Nipah virus infection passed away today. A multi-member joint outbreak response team from the National One Health Mission of the Union Health Ministry will be deployed to support the state in investigating the case, identifying epidemiological linkages and providing technical assistance. The ministry mentioned that outbreaks of Nipah virus disease have occurred in Kerala previously, with the most recent one in 2023 in the Kozhikode district. Fruit bats are the natural host of the virus, and humans can become infected by inadvertently consuming bat-contaminated fruits. The centres advise the state to implement public health measures such as active contact tracing of the past 12 days, strict quarantine of contacts associated with the case, and isolation of any suspected cases. India Meteorological Department has forecast widespread rainfall in Gujarat over the next 4 days, and red alert has been issued in Surat, Navsari, Valsad, Daman, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Porbandar, Junagar, Dwarka and Gir Somnath districts for heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours. 10 teams of NDRF have been deployed in these districts. Meanwhile, in the flood-affected Saurashtra region, the intensity of the rains has reduced. Bangladesh Supreme Court today scrapped most of the quota in the government jobs that sparked countrywide clashes between police and university students claiming over 100 lives. With the top court's ruling, just 5% of civil service jobs instead of 30% would remain for the relatives of war veterans of 1971. The university students have been protesting against the quota system, terming it discriminatory. In 2018, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government scrapped the quota system, but the lower court reinstated it last month, sparking deadly protests. Delhi police has issued a traffic advisory ahead of the Kanwar Yatra beginning tomorrow. A large number of Kanwarians reach Delhi and some of them travel to Haryana and Rajasthan through Delhi borders. This year, the expected number of Kanwarians is about 15 to 20 lakhs. During this period, due to the movement of Kanwarians and the establishment of Kanwar camps along roadsides, traffic congestion and obstructions are experienced at several locations. Delhi Traffic Police has made comprehensive arrangements to separate the movement of Kanwarians and other road users to minimize inconvenience to the general public and devotees. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India continued the winning streak, securing a comprehensive 78-run victory over UAE in Dambulla, Sri Lanka today. Put into bat, India scored 201 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur's 66-run innings and wicketkeeper Richa Ghosh's unbeaten 64 were the highlights of Indian batting. And that is the end of this news bulletin.